Andreana Lefton is a poet and author who has worked with inmates in the Hamilton County Jail. She has provided her talent and her time as part of a prison writing program called Turn the Page, sponsored by the Southern Lit Alliance here in Chattanooga. A few months ago, Andreana wrote about her experience for Catalpa, published by the English Department here at UTC.
Andreana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.
Tell us about Turn the Page and how that brought you to Hamilton County Jail.
Absolutely. So first, I just want to say that poetry is really having a moment. I turn on the radio and someone is speaking poetry. I scroll through my Google feed and there's poetry. And all these voices, women, people of color, queer poets, all these voices are just pouring out. And for me, I think that's because poetry allows us to wrestle with our souls and with sickness and with suffering, and to demand that something beautiful is given. And so I think poetry helps us transform reality, and that's what brought me to Turn the Page. I've been hoping to engage with a prison writing program for a number of years, and it just never really manifested. But just by reaching out to Dr. Brian, we had a conversation and our hearts and our minds were really in the same place. And what struck me about Turn the Page especially is it's really providing a vital service. While there are writing programs and educational programs in a number of prisons around our country, it's not really the case for jails. Jails tend to be shorter term, and so they're more transitional spaces. But that transition can last days, and it can last years. So some of these guys are penned up in these tiny cells with 6-8 other guys for 24 hours a day with very little break time and very little rehabilitation time. And so I think our program is creating a space that is truly needed and that is healing for the men and women who are in jails.
What was it like the first time visiting the jail? Because according to what you write in the essay, that was the first time that you'd ever set foot in a place such as that.
It was. So I have taught in difficult areas, inner city. And so I kind of, in a sense, felt okay about going into the jail. I was with a couple of other teachers, but nothing really prepares you for the starkness of that reality. The gate shuts behind you and you go up in an elevator that has no buttons. There's cameras everywhere and they're monitoring your every move. Much of the surrounding is very gray, very drab, not a lot of color. The most color really is in the men's uniforms that are orange or red, depending on what they're in for. What really struck me the first time the men were entering the classroom was that they kept their shackles on, so their hands are shackled as well as their feet. And so they're writing and they're engaging with us in this extremely heartfelt and open and vulnerable way and with each other in ways that are unusual for men and women, maybe in general in society, but especially in such an oppressive environment. And yet they're interacting in this heartfelt way while being shackled. So the contrast and the contradiction is so stark. And you really have very mixed feelings, you know, about being there. But what's amazing, the positive energy that flows between us. So we can be dealing with extremely difficult subject matter, stories of hardship, of violence, whether that's from their families, from being in gangs, or from the wider society. We talk about the structure of society. We talk about racism and violence, mental health issues, and everything that faces all of us, and these men in particular. So we're talking about all these difficult subjects, and yet there is positivity and hope and a belief in both their own responsibility and their own agency, but also their desire to make a difference, to change their own lives, and to make a difference in the lives that they touch. So that always, to me, engenders a lot of hope.
Tell me about one or two of the many people you met there at the jail.
Well, one student really springs to mind right away. His name is Eugene. He's been in and out of the system for, I know, a number of years. We never ask the students what they're in for. If they choose to tell us, they can. But really, in the classroom, it's a sacred space, and we're humans, and we're all students, and we're all there to learn. So we don't necessarily get sort of all the background in terms of why they've either cycled through the system or why they're in jail at the moment, which offers a really special perspective. And so they get to share what they want to share with us. And what I always felt from Eugene was his incredible thirst for knowledge. He was constantly asking questions, wanting to know more about religion and society. And he wasn't just reading the Bible, he was reading the Quran, he was reading Buddhist scriptures. He was just reading and trying to really piece together the fact that we are really one family. And all these divisions and all of these conflicts are somewhat of our own making, and we have to find a remedy for it. So I was just struck by the lens with which he viewed history and society, and all of his writings were actually extremely philosophical. So he would talk about life on the streets, and he would talk about sending your kids out and really expecting them not to come home, you know, expecting them to be killed. He would write about these excruciating topics, but with a level of analysis and the ability to see both the personal and the social and structural levels that we're dealing with. And he would do this in a page or less. So that was impressive to me. As a writer, I struggled to really condense and focus my writing, and he had no trouble with that. So I always enjoyed talking with Eugene. I just found a lot of insight was generated through our discussions.
And then, are you still participating in this? What's next?
As everyone knows, COVID has put a halt to a lot of activities. Programming in jails has often been stalled because of the risk, the great risk to prisoners of COVID spreading in the jail like wildfire, which is happening in some places. So programming at Hamilton County has paused for the moment. I'm hoping to go back in the fall. I miss it a lot. And we're also, I think, just in our program amongst the teachers and the director, really talking about, can we do something remotely? Can we do a correspondence style class? Like, what can we do to keep this program going? Because we do occasionally have some communication with our students, and really they are eager to start the classes again and continue their work. I'm sure they have a lot to pour onto the page after all this isolation, continued isolation for them. And they're always listening to the news. So I'm sure there's a lot on their hearts and minds that they have to share with us.
All right. Andriana, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. It's been a pleasure.